The Marion Finucane Show on RTE Radio 1 with Hyundai. Now offering 5 years free servicing on every new 142 Hyundai. Ireland's fastest growing car brand.
Welcome back. Geraldine called in to say she's just finished reading Paul Carson's new book, Inquest, which is a great read and well worth the rate, because that's your other hat of call, Paul.
Thank you very much, Geraldine, for that nice plug. Yes, it's just out in paperback this week. It's another little hobby I have to distract myself from life.
Medical thrillers. So your idea of a holiday read, would it include thrillers or does that feel
work? Funny enough, I was explaining to your researcher, I used to just spend all my time reading thrillers on breaks, but now I think I've matured, you know, coming up to, I'm nearly 65, so I suppose it is time for me to mature, but I'm reading better quality books, the books that my wife reads all the time.
Oh, very good. Well, we're also joined by Sinead Moriarty. Thanks a million for coming in, Sinead. And first of all, congratulations to you, because your latest book, Mad About You, has been selected by Richard and Judy for this as a summer read.
That's right, yeah, which was lovely news. I must say, I was absolutely delighted.
I'd imagine that's a great boost to sales.
Yeah, well, you know, it is. It is, and it has been. It was just lovely to be chosen because it's a hard list to get on. So I was just really, really delighted, I must say. It was very unexpected, but most welcome.
And actually, that is one of the lists, you know, when I'm looking for books for a summer holiday, the Richard and Judy summer reads are generally, they're generally good reads, actually, and perfect for the summer. So, yeah, it's a handy one to be on. And that's exactly what we're talking about today. You've picked
absolutely,
your own.
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah. So just before I give the five main suggestions, could I just encourage people to try and buy Irish this summer, because book sales are down and it is hard for people. So I just, before I give you the five main reads, I just wanted to very quickly
mention, I'm not just buying Irish authors, but buying in an Irish bookshop.
Yeah, Irish bookshops, yeah. Irish ones, absolutely.
And you can buy online from Irish bookshops as well, so you don't even have to get them from
You don't even have to leave your house, yeah. Absolutely. Before I give you my five main suggestions, I just wanted to quickly mention a couple of Irish books that are out this week that would also be good. So there's Unraveling Oliver by Liz Nugent, which is a thriller that's been out a couple of weeks. The Last Days of Rabbit Hayes by Anna McPartland. Love Me or Leave Me by Claudia Carroll. Monica McInerney, who's Australian, but we claim she's Irish because she lives here, has a beautiful book called The House of Memories. And if anyone's interested in The Titanic, The Girl Who Came Home by Hazel Gaynor is another lovely read. I just wanted to mention a couple of Irish writers, because I do think it's important that we support our own. Now, my main suggestions, I've tried to pick something for everyone. So I have a literary choice, a short story choice, thriller, humour and history and
politics. One for everyone in the audience.
One for everyone in the audience, yeah. So the literary pick I have is Burial Rites by Hannah Kent. She is still only in her 20s. She's an Australian writer. She went on an exchange to the north of Iceland when she was 17 and was very affected by it. Very lonely, very isolated, and spent a lot of time in the library, where she came upon a story of the last woman ever to be executed in Iceland in 1829. And she's written this beautiful book about the story of Agnes, this woman. And it's very evocative, and it's just a really, really gorgeous read. You actually feel like you're in Iceland. You can feel the cold.
That is the thing about a summer read, is that we all dream about, you know, lying in the sun somewhere, hopefully with all our hay fever remedies taken. But that you're transported.
Exactly.
Completely out of your daily routine into this imaginary world.
Absolutely. So that's one I would recommend. I don't normally buy short stories, but this actually was recommended by my own book club that I'm in. It's called Olive Kitteridge by Elizabeth Strout, and it's just wonderful. Any fan of Anne Tyler will love this. She reminded me very much of Anne Tyler. And the beautiful thing about short stories on holidays is you can pick it up, put it down, pick it up, put it down. And this is just really good. It's funny, but it's also like very... It's about real life. It's about a small town in America. And it's really about just the problems of life, jealousy, love, hope, despair. You've got something for everyone in there. And I just really, really loved this book. We unanimously liked it in our book club, which is very unusual.
Are you in a book club, Paul? How do you
No, I have a lot of other things. Book clubs, I don't have the time. No, I don't.
So what would you pick for your summer?
Well, as I was saying earlier, you know, usually I would buy a thriller, because I just like to be transported away from the life that I normally lead as a doctor. But as I said, I'm getting older, therefore my tastes are maturing. And I have been reading some really good book, really good, so we say, literary books. People listening will say, my God, he's finally lost it. But the one that I picked up at the airport on a friendly trip to Sardinia a couple of weeks ago turned out to be the winner of the Impact Literary Award, which was Things Falling Slowly by Louis, you know, I forgot the man's name. He's a Colombian writer.
Now, hang on till I pull it out here. I actually met him during the week, because he's actually a really nice guy. and he was reading for Bloomsday. Dublin City Council had all these Bloomsday readings. Yeah, so yeah. It was kind of nice that he just won the award.
Yeah.
Juan Garcia, anyhow, we'll get that sorted, the sound of things
just
falling.
I had it written, but I've left it somewhere. Anyway, it's
Juan Gabriel Vasquez. There you go.
That sounds like the man I was reading.
Nice pronunciation.
I'm glad that you pronounced it, not me. Yeah. And it's a most unusual book based in Colombia about an extraordinary coincidence of people meeting in a snooker hall. And one of them, as they're walking along the street, one of them gets shot and the fellow beside him gets wounded. And the fellow who gets wounded decides he's going to try and find out the past behind the man who was shot. And it's really all to do with him exploring another man's life and journey. I have to say, though, I mean, I found it beautiful to read and it was fascinating. But there was a point where I'm thinking, I don't know if anyone would actually do this. I mean, okay, you might be shot, stand beside somebody in the road, but would you want to explore their life in such detail that you leave your wife and kids, etc., behind you? So there was a little bit of, not too sure if this is really going to happen.
You didn't necessarily buy the plot line.
I didn't buy the plot line, but boy, you couldn't fault the reading.
Right. Nora Ephron, I Feel Bad About My Neck and Other Thoughts on Being a Woman. That's another recommendation.
This is just laugh out loud. It's about women who are getting older, and it's about all the different trials and tribulations of that, including empty nest, menopause, maintenance. She is just really, really, really a very funny woman. It's kind of a selection of her essays and her articles over the years, and it is just hilarious.
And there's a heartwarming core to Nora Ephron, who it's 2 years
Absolutely.
Actually. I thought it was shorter. It's two years since she passed away.
I know. She's sorely missed. She was just really, really funny, and also a lot of it is very moving. And you find yourself nodding along as you're reading because she just always got the essence of life. I think
it's kind of that
right
female slice. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely spot on. History and Politics. This is an absolutely amazing book. It's one of my favorite books. It's called American Caesars by Nigel Hamilton.
American Caesars.
Caesars. Yeah. So he gives the 12 presidents from Roosevelt to George Bush Jr. He gives each of those presidents, so Truman, Eisenhower, Kennedy, Johnson, Nixon, etc., etc., each has a chapter, and it gives you great insight into their life, their background, why they got into politics, and it also talks about their personal life, their politics, and what happened. And it's just really, really interesting. Again, you can pick it up and put it down, choose a president you want to read, start from George W. Jr. and work your way back. But it is just fascinating, and anybody I've recommended it to has loved it. This one I would recommend not buying on Kindle. I would buy the hard copy because they're beautiful pictures. You don't really get the sense of that on Kindle. There's some really gorgeous pictures, some that I hadn't seen before.
So where are you? Because this was the question I was asking Catherine Dunn last week. And by the way, Catherine's recommendations are still there on the webpage, as will the recommendations from today be. But where do you stand on the Kindle versus the print, the actual page?
Well, obviously Kindle for travelling is wonderful, especially with your restrictions these days. But if I really love a book, I will always buy a hard copy. So that's the way I feel about it. I think if I love a book enough, I want it on my bookshelf anyway. So I tend to, when I'm at home during the winter, I tend to buy books. But then in the summer, I will use my Kindle a lot, actually.
Paul, how about yourself?
Well, funny, I was at Stansted Airport, which is probably hell on earth recently. And I was looking around and I was stunned at the number of people on their iPads, iPhones, Kindles, compared to the number of people physically holding books to read. I think I was the only one reading a book in a long line of...
And what about the choice of material on Kindle now? Is it because initially it was a little bit limited, but can you get pretty much anything on Kindle now?
Yeah, pretty much anything. Unless you're looking for something that was written a long time ago, you've no problem. You can pretty much get everything, So, and it's good. I mean, it is great in a way because particularly if you're reading a series of books, for example, you just want to read the next one, you just click. For that, it's kind of wonderful.
Something I love to do every year, which is just to have a day where you just don't get out of bed and you just read.
That's the best. That's my
favourite
day.
Do you ever do that, Paul?
No.
Sinead?
Any chance I can. I don't get much
brilliant.
Chance, but I do.
And when you don't want anyone to come near you or talk to you, you just have to turn the page and finish this
book. There's nothing better than being transported, as you said, by a book. There is no greater escapism.
I think that must be a bit of a female thing.
Why does
none of the lads that I know would stay in the bed all day long? We'd be down watching the rugby at some stage. No.
Yeah, well, maybe that's just another way of being lazy.
Yeah, well, it could be. It could, yes, of course. Far be it from me to criticise it. What everyone has is their own.
You're outnumbered here, Paul.
I'm certainly on shaky territory.
And the other thing, especially if you're going abroad or even if you're going to a part of Ireland, it's nice. One of your recommendations, by the way, would be the spinning heart, wouldn't it, Paul?
Ah, cracker of the
one. Absolutely amazing.
That's absolutely
I had the pleasure of, with Sinead, of listening to him read his latest book at a book club meeting recently. And, you know, it was everyone in the room was just spellbound. And I went out and I bought his books immediately and I rushed over. I think I bought four of his books. Sign them for me, Dill. Just sign.
And it's one of those wonderful books where it stays in your head and the characters stay in your head. You feel as if you've met them.
Mm. And quite raw, some of the characters, too.
Yeah, Week in December is brilliant as well.
I haven't read that one
fantastic.
Yet. Now, that's one on
absolutely
my summer
fantastic.
Reading list.
You'll enjoy it. Yeah, brilliant.
He's a wonderful writer, isn't he?
He is, absolutely, yeah.
And as you say, I mean, it's just, you know, you go into the bookshops now and the number of, you know, look at yourselves, but the number of Irish writers that are there, the choice that is there, and fantastic writing, so there's no excuse.
Well, that's kind of really what the point I suppose I wanted to make. There is so much choice, so if you can, do try and buy Irish this summer.
All right, well, there's some good recommendations. Have a great holiday. There's the summer reads. They'll all be up on the website. Sinead and Paul, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I hope you have great holidays. I hope you get to read lots and get to spend a whole day and night reading in bed.
Fat chance.
Yeah, I know, we can only dream, can't we? But thank you both very, very much indeed. And now, with the time at midday, we're going to pause for the Angelus.